We are before La Al-Hafariya, the most important Islamic civil construction of the 11th century, which was erected as a leisure palace by the Muslim monarchs of Zaragoza. It was also the headquarters of the First Order Cultural Court, where King Al-Muqtadir surrounded himself with scientists and intellectuals, turning it into one of the most exciting periods in the city's history. We can still recall the splendour of the Taifal Palace when entering the patio of Santa Isabel, strolling past the orange trees, under the arcades, looking out at the oratory and contemplating its entirety from the golden room. It is worth stopping at the oratory, or mihrab, which faces the Mecca and is of small dimensions due to its private use. In this area, the mixtilinear and multifoliated arches of indisputable quality are also worth mentioning, making La Al-Hafariya one of the most beautiful examples of Hispanic Muslim art. In the medieval age, it became the residence of the Aragon monarchs, who turned the palace into the stage of royal crowning ceremonies. In the 14th century, King Peter IV the Ceremonious ordered the construction of new Mudéjar-style rooms. Let's go up to the floor which belonged to the Catholic monarchs, who also participated in the building during their reign, at the end of the 15th century, by creating spaces such as the striking throne hall, with its magnificent carved coffered ceiling, from which large golden pine cones hang. This artistic style, a mix of Mudéjar, final Gothic and first Renaissance, can be seen in the lost steps and the large entrance staircase providing access to the gallery. Philip II ordered the transformation of the palace into a military fortress at the end of the 16th century. The building continued with this military function until the 60s of last century. In 1987, it became the headquarters of the Aragonese courts, and the current appearance of the building is the result of a long and careful restoration, which ended in 1998.